Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL. Maria Chaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 73 degrees. KSL's top story. Salt Lake City is trying to fix one of the city's biggest transportation issues. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has details.
In just a few minutes on 300 West, and you can see what City Transportation Director John Larson sees. There are only so many ways to get from one side of I-15 to the other in Salt Lake City.
I-15 cut off a lot of streets that used to connect and made it harder to connect new streets. You have the freight rail lines, the Union Pacific runs that regularly will stop because of the switchyard.
Buying up all the rail lines would cost an estimated $6 billion. The 4th West Viaduct under construction is another part of the plan, as is the now completed 3rd North Pedestrian Bridge. Larson points out a third of Salt Lake City residents now live west of I-15. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
UDOT is already working to build a new I-15 interchange in Farmington. Now they're planning to build a new one in Sunset and expand one in Ogden. KSL News Radio's Adam Small reports.
UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw tells me they're planning to start building a new interchange on 1800 North in Sunset sometime next spring or summer with the goal of easing congestion around the 650 North and 5600 South exits. They also want to revamp the 24th Street interchange in Ogden. Today you can get off the freeway there if you're going north, and you can get on if you're going south. UDOT, though, wants to make it so you can do either in both directions.
The 24th Street project is still open for public comment until May 3rd. Downtown Salt Lake City is getting more housing, but not necessarily the affordable kind.
The South Temple Tower at 136 East South Temple is totally empty now. The company taking over Hines Development has been working for a little over a year to gut the building. The goal is to use the existing building with some major changes to build over 200 apartments. This comes as many office spaces in the city are still vacant after the pandemic. But Utah's housing market is still red hot. All these apartments will be rentals, according to the company. They're also calling them luxury. They're hoping the building will be finished by fall of next year. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
The EPA has given the Utah Office of Energy Development over $62 million to go towards the Solar for All program. Utah is one of 60 recipients of this grant. Solar for All provides solar power access for lower-income communities. In 2022, Utah has ranked 9th in the nation for solar generating capacity. KSL's top national story this hour. The Senate is poised to approve a $95 billion foreign aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It was passed by the House last week despite heavy Republican objections. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill will send several important messages.
We tell our allies we will stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world we will do everything to defend democracy and our way of life.
Part of the aid package would either force the sale of TikTok from its Chinese owners or face a ban in the U.S. Utah Senator Mike Lee is among the loudest voices in the Senate trying to sink the $95 billion aid package. Lee says Republicans are giving up their earlier demand to stop any funding for Ukraine until a border security deal is struck. Lee is calling for 40 other senators to join him in voting no. It takes 60 senators voting yes to pass the package. The Justice Department has reached a multi-million dollar settlement with the women sexually abused by Larry Nassar, the former doctor for USA Gymnastics.
The Inspector General had found that the FBI had failed a couple years ago. Today, the settlement, $138.7 million to 139 victims, is meant to reflect the fact that the DOJ utterly failed these women.
That is ABC's Pierre Thomas reporting. Members of the Jewish community here in Utah say recent reports of anti-Semitism and anti-Israel protests did not change their Passover plans last night or today. Alex Shapiro is the executive director of the United Jewish Federation of Utah.
So yes, we're gathered last night in homes around the community to celebrate Passover. We did that carefully but normally.
Passover marks the end of enslavement of Hebrews in Egypt. Jews remove yeast from their homes and only eat unleavened bread during the festival because they didn't have time to let their bread rise when they fled from Egypt. Summer vacation planning is here and wallets are hurting. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonier explains.
1 in 3 Americans are going into debt for their perfect summer vacation, and most of it will be put on credit cards. Millennials and Gen Z are the most likely and willing to go into debt, according to a survey from Bankrate. And of course, those making more than 6 figures a year are more likely to have a vacation planned. The Americans not planning a vacation say the biggest reason is that they just can't afford it and aren't planning to spend money they don't have.
Some of the vacationers using credit cards are actually doing it on purpose to get some kind of rewards. Now, they plan to pay the card off in full later. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
It's pretty rough out there. We do have delays on I-15 in Weber, Salt Lake, and Utah counties, plus downtown drivers. A crash at State and 200 South, and an auto versus motorcycle crash at 3rd North, 1300 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, Jeff is telling us how nostalgia can help us with pain. Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News is next.
You love the feel behind the wheel.
You'll love the new 2024 Acura MDX from Jody Wilkinson Acura. During the Spring into Performance event, Acura is offering 1.9% APR. Lease the 2024 MDX only $589 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown.
Acura.
1111 South Main. You'll love the new 2024 Acura RDX from Jody Wilkinson Acura. During the Spring into Performance event, Acura is offering 1.9% APR. Lease the 2024 RDX Super Handling All-Wheel Drive, only $459 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown.
Acura.
1111 South Main.
Hi, everyone. It's Congressman Blake Moore here. As I've listened to your concerns during my recent in-person and telephone town halls, one thing is clear.